You're listening to Retaking Elysium, a Mars Consortium story, written and read by M. Darusha Wame. Mars is a good place to reinvent yourself, isn't it? The entire planet is being reinvented every day. Domes built, mines excavated, entire branches of science and engineering devoted to remaking the face of the planet in our own image. It is a world in transition. Perfect for someone like me. Chapter 1. Earth Aerospace Authority, Interplanetary Transportation Authorization. Knowingly providing false information on this application is an offense under international law, subject to various penalties. Destination, Mars Colony. Industry, mining. First name? The diminutive individual, clad all in gray, typed into the form, their finger trembling slightly after J-U-L. All their life, they'd gone for the letter I next, but then it got complicated. Neither A nor O had ever fit right. E wasn't even an option, and X was cool, but they knew it wasn't their name. They took a breath and typed it out for the first time. J-U-L-E-S. Last name? This was easy, at least. Jules typed quickly, then hit the next button. You have entered Jules Morales. Is that correct? Yes? No, make changes. Make changes. That's what this was all about, wasn't it? Jules was making all the changes they needed to. They hit yes. Preferred pronouns. They, them, Zer, she, her, he, him, other, please specify. Jules didn't hesitate. They knew this was right for who they were now. They chose the first option. Documentation complete for applicant Jules Morales. Submit their form now? Yes. No, change names. No, change pronouns. Jules caught their breath. This was about more than changing jobs, more than changing names and pronouns. They'd done most of those things before. It was almost as if change was baked into their DNA. But this was different somehow. It was more. Who would ever have guessed that filling out forms could be so emotional? They mashed the yes button, then authorized the form with a thumbprint, wondering, not for the first time, how secure that really was. It didn't matter. They were Jules Morales, and they were on their way to Mars. So you're off to greener pastures, huh? Carla stabbed at the tabletop menu to order another round. The rest of Jules's now former colleagues had left the party already, but Carla seemed to be in it for the long haul. They were only work friends. Jules and Carla had never socialized outside of a work event, but they had spent most of their free time at Auto Uber together. Literally the opposite, Jules laughed. I'm going to Mars. If her glass hadn't been long empty, Carla would have spit beer. You're shitting me. Jules shook their head as the hatch opened in the wall of the booth they were still hogging, and a jug of beer slid out. Jules poured and said, I've got a contract in the platinum mines. Room, board, a free rocket trip, plus a share of the ore. It's a sweet deal. If I stick it out for a year, I'll be set. Carla narrowed her eyes as she pulled her now overflowing glass toward her. You're going to be a miner? She was incredulous, and waved her hands wildly to indicate Jules's body. Give me a break. You're, like, tiny. She said it as if they might somehow have gotten this far in life without noticing their relative size. Jules took a long pull on their own beer before answering. Do you actually think folks are taking pickaxes to the rocks up there? This isn't the Dark Ages. I'm mainly going to be controlling robots. It's not that different from what we did at AU. If I have to actually do anything physical, I get to wear an exo. Come on, Carla said. I watch Body Shop. I've seen those Martian slabs of beef. Some of these people with their muscular augments. Whew. She let out a breath and fanned herself with her free hand. They'd pick you up and sit you on their shoulders like a parrot. It was a surreal image, and Jules couldn't help but laugh. Sure, there's some call for muscle jobs, but I'll be in a different area. I mean, obviously. They imitated Carla's hand-waving. Okay, I believe you, she said. I couldn't do it, though. Leaving everything? Leaving the planet? It's too much, even for all the gold on Mars. It's platinum. Whatever. Carla took another swig, then leaned in. So, Space Cowboy, you want to come back to my place and knock one out? She grinned and arched
Sample complete. Ready to continue?